Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today, our topic is how the law of attraction can help you boost your career. For one thing, whenever you are in the right place and you have a passion about what you talk about and what you believe in and you tell people about, then it will bring people to you that really can see your vision. And when they see your vision, then it also helps to boost your career because they can give you the contacts that you really believe in. What I'm going to do is tell you initially a story about how the law of attraction has benefited me and what I want to do with a nonprofit organization. For years, because of the struggle that I had in growing a business and not having the support systems available to me, even though I had attended the Small Business Administration program, or some of the small business administration programs that were available to me through the community colleges, since I had not worked anywhere long enough, I was unable to establish good credit, so I couldn't qualify for the business loans that banks gave out, and I couldn't qualify for the microloans that the Small Business Administration offered. So what I found was that I didn't even have any support systems in the family because they saw the disability first and all they saw were my limitations instead of seeing what my potential could be. So my goal was always to eventually set up a nonprofit organization that would assist people with disabilities and help them to meet those goals. The purpose of this nonprofit organization is to provide training for people with disabilities to have the skills they need to have their own business and also to provide low-interest loans. Simple reason. Even though you have access to the internet and you can do marketing on the internet, which is much cheaper than when you do traditional marketing like flyers and brochures and whatever else you do, then what happens is it does cut some of your expenses, and then as you earn the money, then you can always do your offline advertising. But it's a great place to start and get on social networks and market yourself. So let's get back to the actual story. What happened was I had been living out of an extended stay hotel for about 8 years, and I was in an area where it was close to the a main artery and the bridge and the highway. So the Department of Transportation had to redo the road and widen out the highway. So they had to buy up all the property in vicinity to be able to do the transformation that they wanted to do. And in the process, anyone who lived in any of the properties that were in that area, whether it was a business and they had to relocate, they were offered a buyout package. And since I had been staying in an extended stay hotel for 8 years, and because my income at the time was not as high as some of the other people who were staying there, simply because when you have a disability, your opportunities are more limited, not by your choice, but by society's choice, because society does not see the potential of people with disabilities. And what I found was, for me, that starting this nonprofit organization depended on me having the funds available to get started on my own. And in the process, the Department of Transportation offered me close to $30,000 as a buyout. For the first 2.5 years, I received this monthly, and I received it where it came to me and to the apartment complex where I was living. And then it was 2/3 of my rent, and I made up the difference. And then after 2.5 years, when it came up on the third year, they just paid me out the balance of what they owed me. And my choice was either I could use all of this as my rent money and be back in the same situation I had been previously, just scrambling to keep my head above water while I tried to work my business. So what I chose to do was to take part of that money and register my name for my nonprofit, and also to start the process for the 501c3 accreditation as a nonprofit organization. I used half of the money that I got towards my rent, and the other half went towards the establishment of my nonprofit organization. But I was stymied at the time because I knew that for me to move to the next level, I first had to put a board together. Since I was dealing with disability issues, I went to some of the agencies that that provided services to people with disabilities and got no real support or encouragement from them and real contacts of how to go and get someone that had the contacts that could help me put the funds in place to get the nonprofit to the next level. And in the process, also worked to keep my bills paid. In the meantime, I also attended different programs. Recently, I had a passion for this program and talked about it to everyone. Recently, I went to a program called Moby Camp, which turned out to be a program for developers of software who develop software and applications for the Apple and the iPod on the Mac computers. So while I was there, someone was talking about Twitter and social networking, and I spoke to him afterwards, and I told him what I wanted to do with my nonprofit. We got together. We discussed what the program was, what the services would be provided. I was also in a situation where I got my initial computer through Rehabilitation Services, and they went through a program called Visual Enhancements, who was able to locate computers that they purchased for their clients. And since I needed to upgrade my computer, I went to this organization, and they basically told me $1,000 to replace the computer. And then it would be another $282 to get both an external hard drive and an external DVD player, because I only have the use of my left hand. And at this time, you cannot find a laptop where the DVD player is on the left-hand side like the one I was able to get previously. So to be able to accommodate my needs, I am now going to have to get an external DVD player. In the meantime, when I was discussing this with my board member, he was suggesting that I look in other places. So since I had found out exactly what the number was and what the, came on the computer, I called around and I was able to find a place where I could purchase what I need for much less. In the process, what I'm deciding is that needs to be a resource available to my clients, because if you have a business today, you have to have a computer to do your business. You have to have a website. Because unless you're dealing with people face-to-face and they're giving you a check in your hand, you have to have a means of having a way for them to pay you. So that has become an avenue that you need to look at. Okay, that was one section of what the law of attraction was. Because when I sat down with Ed and we talked about it and I explained to him what it was, and he could see the passion that I had for what I want to do with my nonprofit, He wanted to be on my board. I knew I also needed one other person on my board so that I could round it out, because you need a minimum of three as a nonprofit on your board to get started. Once I become accredited as a nonprofit organization, then there are other resources available to me to get my board and have other members on it. In the meantime, what I also did was I went online in some of my social sites, and I was looking for someone who could be a virtual assistant to me and also had experience in working with nonprofit organizations. I had a number of people contact me through my email that wanted to work with me as a virtual assistant and offer me services. Out of that, I also had three people who contacted me to work with me as a virtual assistant who had experience with nonprofit organizations. Of those, one of them had assisted in starting 40 nonprofit organizations and knew resources available to me that I could go to with my business plan and my financial plan and get funding immediately. So the purpose of this story is to show you that even though you may have a timeline of when you want things to happen, they don't always happen on your timeline, but if you believe in them passionately and you follow up on it and you talk about it, then your passion will become a reality, because the law of attraction says you will, if you are passionate or have a strong feeling about the things that you believe in, you will attract like-minded people to you. And that is very important in having a career, because a career is something that, well, for years people would go and they would get jobs and it was like, oh, well, it's at least it pays you. You'll be able to cover you, get a house over your head, you'll be able to pay your bills. But we find that if you do something simply because it's a job and you do not have a passion for it, then you are going to be miserable there. For many years, people went to work for corporations because that's what they were told they were expected to do. We all conform to what society tells us to do. Very few of us will look and say that they will follow their dream and their passion. The difference is that in today's marketplace, we have moved back to the small businessman. And since we've moved back to the small businessman, you have to go back to being creative again. As children, we're very creative. We imagine the world at our feet and we can do anything. Then as you enter school, they teach you through rote learning. They teach you you have to conform, you have to be part of the team. They're basically telling you how you should feel and what type of job you should go into. And for some people, depending on your personality, you cannot deal with change. You like that structure. It fits you very well to have someone tell you what to do and how to do it. But if you're a creative person and you really love the idea of coming up with new ideas, then you're going to be frustrated in that situation. You're not going to be able to deal with the things that you're being told. So it's important that we learn to understand how we feel and what our natural behavior patterns are, because we have a mixture of things within us. In certain situations, we can be very controlling. In certain situations, we can be very reserved. In other situations, we can conform to what other people tell us to do. But we also have certain behaviors that are more dominant than others. Because you'll see that even in the schools, that there are children in the schools that they really like to tell the other kids what to do. They kind of start out being the leaders. In certain respects, they can be a leader where they really care about people. But if they're a leader who's basically using the people around them to build their own self-esteem, then and they get away with it initially, then as adults, they try to bully other people into doing what they expect them to do. And if that person is a manager in a business and they're bullying their subordinates, then what they're doing is they're creating a hostile environment in which they're working in. So that is why it's very important to understand what your behavior patterns are and how, because it also helps you understand how you communicate in different styles and how you can communicate in such a way that you can create a team that wants to help you advance your goals. If you have a business on your own, this is a very important aspect or important idea to grasp, because you need to build relationships. And when you build good relationships, then you attract business to you. So many times people are in sales, and technology has created new jobs and new opportunities. One thing that I have found is that I take my laptop and I go to hotspots, but because I have so much on my computer right now, it's not as fast as it could be. So I need to look for an alternative method of getting on the internet. And recently, I came across a product called Clear, and what it is nothing but an air card that you can place on your computer, and it gives you an extended opportunity of building your computer to boosting it up to where it'll go faster and you can download more. If you go through T-Mobile, if you go through Verizon, if you go through Sprint, what you're going to find is their air cards are going to limit you in what you can download. And if you want to download more than what they're capable of doing, then they're going to charge you, because they want to maximize their income as a corporation, because they do a lot of advertising, they do a lot of magazine ads, TV ads, anything they can to promote. But if you've got someone, a product that, say, if you think about it, there's the cell phone is a very big item today. And if someone had gotten into selling cell phones when they first came out, they could have made a killing. But if you waited until it became common that almost everyone had a computer, then what you were doing was putting yourself in a position where you were competing and trying to get someone to change their service to your service and trying to make commission on it, but not having any luck, because usually people are very happy with where they're at, and unless something happens to make them want to change, they're not going to change. And usually it's also because they're locked into some type of contract. And you got to remember, when you upgrade a product within that company, whether it's a cell phone, depending on how long you've been with them or when your contract is up for renewal, you do not get a big discount on the products you buy. So you're in a situation where you're liable to the corporation, and the corporation is only looking out for their best interest. So when you think of the law of attraction, think of creating affirmations about something. Believe it is in your hands before you even interview. And what I also want to do is tell you that you need to change your mindset of what a job is and how you get a job and how you market yourself. There are so many different things that are available. But unless you understand how technology has helped, although it has taken away certain jobs, it has also helped to create new jobs. So look at your skills. If you have to, there are technical skills, technical schools out there that can really help you to grow your business and expand your interest. And technology is where everything is today. And there are products out there that can help you. And think about the things that you can do that can really increase your capabilities in marketing, increase your capabilities in your expertise on any subject, and learn to build on it today. And read, study it, because the more you understand it, the more you understand how to embrace technology, then it can only bring you the knowledge that can help you to build your business. Here is something that I want to tell you about that also discusses and encompasses the law of attraction, and that is how you use social media to market yourself, or how you use social media to build your expertise. Whenever you go on the internet and you go on social sites and you write an article or a blog, you need to share it. And when you hit share, it goes into StumbleUpon, it goes into Dig, it goes into Delicious. And what that does is that boosts your exposure on the internet. It increases your search engine optimization. The higher you are ranked through Google and Yahoo, the better your chances of someone finding you and purchasing from you. So that is a good example of how social networking can boost your law of attraction to you and your business. What are some of the other things that you can do that affect the law of attraction? What are some of the things that you can do that can increase your opportunity to find the right product for you? Recently, or several months ago, I had someone send me a book that was called Hidden Secrets, How to Find Your Dream Job. And one of the things that she talked about was that you had to change your thinking on how you look for a job. For many years, society has told us, you put out a resume, you put out a cover letter. When you, on your resume, you list the date, you list the place you work, you tell the experiences or the things you did in that job. And then you kind of go in and you talk about your education and you date for the years that you were in school. And what they want you to do is say, okay, now what you need to do is, instead of talking about me and how great I am, why not change your way of thinking? If you're going in for a job with a company, when you write that cover letter, have researched that company, found out what are some of the issues they're having. If you need to let them know in that cover letter what you have done previously, where you helped solve a problem that was very similar to theirs, that when you can show them how good you did and how much you helped the company that you worked for previously in that same industry, then they're going to want to talk to you. And when you sit down and you talk to the personnel manager or the can't think of the word right now, but if whenever you interview with the head of that department, you want to think of the call letters WIIFM, what's in it for me. And why you want to do that is the personnel manager who's doing the hiring, he's going to hire someone that's going to make him look good, that he's made the right choices, because he's got to protect his job. So what you want to do is you want to come in and you want to let them know that you've researched their company, that you know the ins and outs of that company, that from day one you can walk in there and you can be an asset to them, that you don't, that you're not only just at the top of your game on what you do, but that you have worked in that industry before, that you have worked in other places that have had similar problems to theirs, and you've done what it takes to make that company successful, and you would be doing the same thing with them. Because if you can benefit them and make them look good, then you have the best opportunity to make yourself more successful within that company. And it all comes down to the bottom line. If you can give yourself value to that company, then you can also ask for a higher salary. You can negotiate better terms and conditions in the workplace. So if you think about it, the law of attraction all ties into who you believe in yourself and what it is that you do, and how you can take that and really make it work for you. And in today's marketplace, if you're working in a field, you just need to know that the industry is in turmoil, so that no job is safe today, and you might have to be thinking in terms of where you can go, or if that company is bought out, what kind of asset you can be to the new owners, that they will want to keep you, or that it can help boost your career to get into a better position in a different place doing the same thing. And if just remember, the contacts you make today can be beneficial to you tomorrow. So the law of attraction, depending on where you are and what you are doing, is what you need to think of. Because it can help boost your career, whether you're working for someone else, whether you're working for yourself, or whether or not you are just planning to do something. The potential is always there. You want to attract to you the things that can benefit you. Now, I was listening in on a teleseminar that Jack Canfield did, and he made the statement, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And why that is a very important thing is, if you go to church, some of these preachers will sit there and tell you, oh, if you just believe in God, God will make it happen. Well, you can sit on a stump all day and wait for something to happen. It's not going to happen unless you are actively participating, doing something that's going to bring it to you. So when you think of the law of attraction, think about the things that you can do, like visualization. If you want to have a certain job, if you want to be in a certain place, if you want to be in a relationship that you have met someone, then put yourself there. Visualize it. Actually see yourself doing that job. Actually seeing yourself in that relationship. If you believe it, it will happen. But it's not just believing in it. You also have to go out and work towards it. You have to find a way to make it happen. Usually, you'll find that a couple come together for a certain need. But if for some reason something happens in that relationship where one person changes, then that need is not being met. So there's a breakdown in communication. There's a breakdown in the relationship. And it's not always something that just the two of you can sit down and talk about. You have to seek out a third party, and you have to get some type of help to find out exactly what it is that you're looking at, exactly what it is that you want out of the relationship. And you both have to be willing to change and find out what it is that you had that make the relationship work previously. Was that a healthy relationship, or do both of you need to make changes in that relationship so it can become healthy? There are just so many things that you need to consider, and the reason I'm talking about this is to help you understand how all of these things can come to you through the law of attraction, that you attract like-minded people to your feelings, your beliefs, and your expertise on a subject or a topic. It is up to you to decide how you want to work with it, how you expect to build on it, how you expect to expand on it. And what I'm going to do now is take a little break and tell you about my website. My website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And what I have done is I have created a lot of my own products. I've done that through this radio show. I've done it through articles. I've done it through different things that I have done over time. And what I am doing is marketing it through my website and also marketing it by going business to business. And one thing that I found was that when I was in school, I enjoyed standing up in front of people and talking because I am very verbal. I have good skills. For many years, once I lost my Social Security disability and I tried to get back on it when I lost my job, I was unable to just simply because of my education. Now, times have changed. The workplace has changed. Opportunities for people with disabilities has changed. They were virtually non-existent in 1980 when I entered the workforce because that was prior to the Americans with Disabilities Act, which did not come into existence until 1990, and they did not take effect until 1992. Then the workplace changed again, but you still found that corporations were not as readily open to hiring people with disabilities. They felt that by having to make accommodations, they would have to make large amounts of financial influx into making those changes, because a lot of them didn't understand exactly what an accommodation is for someone with a disability. I recently looked at an apartment complex to find a place to move. Now, they have certain apartments that are accessible for people with disability, and they have some that aren't. Now, if I choose one that is not accessible, then I would expect them to take a bar and put it in the bathroom like they would have in one that was accessible, which would make it easier for me to adapt. So societies and laws help bring about change, but only until people are open and willing to make those changes are you going to see those things become reality. Now, let's get back to the law of attraction. For instance, do you want to think about what it is that you have a passion for? If you could do that job, what would it be, and how can you earn an income doing it? For many people that are artists, being creative, designing jewelry, using oils on a canvas, they are creating a product every time they do something, even if they don't have a name for themselves. But as they go around and take part in festivals and people purchase from them, and they eventually get into galleries, they eventually build their business and build their following. You often hear about the starving artist, and that's because unless they are one of the few like Michelangelo or Da Vinci, most artists are starving. Even Michelangelo and Da Vinci within their times would have been considered starving artists, because most people, their art does not become famous until long after they're gone. In the 60s, you had the psychedelic era, and the people who created the art around the psychedelic era and the tie-dyes, that was being creative. They were doing something that was unique, and they made a name for themselves. Today, those things are not as readily available because tastes change. But when you're dealing with art, whether it be in the jewelry design, those pieces will always be around. So that is something that people are attracted to. If you think about it, how does the law of attraction work for an artist? They create a piece that has such a unique design that when someone looks at it, they're going to recognize the design. And if they keep designing around that technique that they've created, then it becomes unique to them and it becomes known as their design. So what are some things that you do that you can think of that would be able to help you in building your career, in becoming known as a brand? Because you have to brand yourself in any business, whether it be through the articles that you write, whether it be through the things that you give out. For instance, I tell a story called The Fuzzy Tail. So what I've gotten is these little weepoles that are little furry things that have eyes on them that I give out to every people that's in the audience whenever I do a presentation. I also do a talk about sales and where the jobs are. Well, there's a saying that I've coined and that I try and repeat as often as I can so that it becomes known as my brand. And that brand is that jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today. Jobs that exist today didn't exist 10 years ago. And there will be jobs in the future that haven't been invented yet. So that when people think of that, they will think of my name and they will think, oh, I need someone who can help coach me on where I want to go with my career and what kind of business I want to be in. So what you're doing when you do anything is you have to think of how you can brand yourself. What makes you unique? For instance, if I'm going to tell people what I do, I'll say I'm a career entrepreneur lifestyle trainer coach, meaning that if you want to have a particular lifestyle. Today, we've moved back to the small businessman who is an entrepreneur. So what are you going to do, and how can you think of some things that when you describe yourself in 30 seconds or less, that you can tell people what you do that's going to make them want to go to your website to find out more about the products you have that will make them want to call you? Now, let me back up and talk again about my nonprofit organization. And that organization is called International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc. Its purpose is to teach people with disabilities the skills they need to have their own business and to provide low-interest loans plus resources available to people with disabilities. And where the law of attraction comes into is that there are people out there with disabilities who are not finding gainful employment, who would love to be employed, and there may even be some that would thrive on being self-employed but may not think about it because that because the organizations out there who serve these communities do not know or have the skills or the opportunity or even want to teach people with disabilities how to have their own business. So unless they take the initiative on what to do, then they will always look for the job. And what is happening is society has geared people with disabilities on the low end of the job market scale. They do not see people with disabilities as being capable of managing money and being able to take care of themselves. They are not seeing people with disabilities as wanting to be business owners. Since that is something that I experienced personally and I struggled with personally, then that is why I started this nonprofit organization. Recently, I was sitting in a cafe, and I overheard some people talking, and I started talking to them and told them a little bit about my nonprofit. Through them, I have had them say they will be in touch with me because they know people who can use my services. And one of the things that I'm trying to do is have at least 5 to 10 people who take part in my program and receive the low interest loans and receive the coaching to get their business to the next level. The thing is, once they have gotten low interest loans and built their business up and built towards gearing themselves towards independence, then I want them to come back and mentor someone else with a disability who is probably at the beginning stages of where they were when they first got started. Because it's not saying to someone, if I can do it, you can do it. It's showing them through actions what you did that made it you capable of becoming successful. And if you think about it, why I am talking about that and why that is important is when you think of the law of attraction, is that you become a role model for someone else, even if you are not looking for that role to begin with. When you think of baseball players, when you have someone coming up to the majors who's a rookie, there are certain things that they need to learn. So the baseball players who have been there and experienced it, they usually mentor the younger players to teach them the skills they need to become more successful at that level. Some are very successful in taking on these roles, and others are not as successful because they believe that they know more or as much as. And what you experience when you first are drafted into baseball or you're first drafted into football, you may be a top-notch player from the level that you were at, but you're coming into a new system and you have to learn the system of that organization and grow with it so you can become more successful at that level. And today, professional football, professional baseball, professional hockey, it's more of a business than anything else. And you have entertainment lawyers that you have to deal with. You have your managers. You have your people who go out and do the negotiation for you. One of the things that I have noticed is that, like in baseball, they have unions that are supposed to protect the purity of it. And because you've noticed that a lot of entertainers or a lot of baseball athletes got into taking growth-enhancing hormones because they wanted to, they had to be the best at what they were being to get more money. So what I am saying is that sometimes when you are a professional athlete, you may attract people who are not going to be giving you the best advice of how you can perfect your skills. Many years ago, athletes did not have as many injuries as they had today because they didn't use the weight programs that the athletes do, because the weight programs is what helps them build up upper body strength so they can hit harder or so they can swing that bat harder. And it's also things that they can do that can extend their career longer. For many years, athletes, it was when it was thought of as a game rather than a business, then they did not worry about whether or not they were keeping up their body. And you're also noticing now that the body is breaking down faster for some of these athletes because they're overdoing it with the weight, or they're overdoing it with some of the things that they are doing today. So let's go back and talk about the law of attraction and how we can help you to build your knowledge and your experience and your business. So what are some things? Write down some of the things that you can do that can help you to really build the passion in the way you talk about your profession, in the way you explain it. How do you need to go and take Toastmasters and learn how to use your body? Because when you think about it, you can tell when two people are in a relationship just by the way they look at each other and the eye contact, just by the way they touch each other, just by the way they face each other. Because sometimes if they are really in love with each other, they can really use their body to close themselves off to other people so that people will know this is a couple in a relationship. If you are a family, there are things that you do to close off that family from the outside world. So what I want to do is write down the affirmations that you can say, tell yourself over and over and over again until you believe it. After you do that, then write down the next step. The next step being, what are the things that you can do that would attract like-minded people to you? If you have a specific product that you sell that meets a need in an area where there's other, it complements other products, how can you go to those people and really describe to them what it is that you do and how you can take that and expand it and build on it? Then what I want you to do is think of some things that you can do that can really build your expertise, or the fact that it will bring to you people that will see you as knowledgeable and ask your opinion when they write articles. For instance, if you have a specific product that you've developed, or if you've got a specific service that you have developed, how often do you write articles about it? How often do you link those articles to each other? How often do you go on social sites and bring those articles into your social sites so that people can see the topics that you talked about? For instance, let me tell you back up about how the law of attraction works and how it can bring you business. Back years ago, several years ago, just as I was starting to do my show, I was on a social site called Rise, and in that social site was a coaching group. And in that coaching group, someone had posted information that they were looking for entrepreneurs to offer or do presentations with them on specific topics, one being entrepreneurship, another one being being building good relationships, another one being on being a good presenter. The idea being that this program was called Access to Power, Knowledge Without Boundaries, and what their purpose was to offer programs to nonprofit organizations as a fundraiser, that they could sell tickets to fill these seats, and they would say if they were to receive $10 or $20 out of each ticket that was sold at $100. So they knew they were going to get a certain percentage, or it could have been as little as 20%, like I just said, or it could be as high as 50%, where it was 50-50, that they got $50 and the company got $50. And they needed to get at least 1,000 people or several hundred people within a town or a city or whatever that would come and participate in these webinars. And what their purpose was dual, that they wanted to attract nonprofit organizations with this program as a fundraiser, and they were also looking for people who had an interest in certain topics who needed to take presentations. And why webinars are a big thing today is because whereas years ago it was cheap to travel around and a company could bring 100 people into a city and keep their costs down, the cost of transportation is up, the cost of the hotels are up, the cost of food is up, so it becomes more cost effective to do a webinar. That you can go through places like GoToMeeting and you can purchase a line from them and a room from them where you open up that line for people to call in and they, from their home or whatever location they're at, give them a PIN number so they can come in and listen to the program. Plus, you can upload PowerPoint presentations that you use that people can look at and see while they're in the room. And you can tell who's attending because their names will be listed. So there are many ways of things that are happening today with technology that has improved the opportunity for training. For instance, I'm an Inkscape publishing distributor, and I use assessment profiles to help people understand their natural behavioral styles, what are the areas that they excel in and what are the areas that they're weak in, and how to utilize and trade off services with people who their strengths are at your individual weaknesses. Because if you are going to wear all the hats and do everything yourself, even though you don't have a lot of money, what you're doing is you're creating more stress for yourself. You're not getting done the things you need to get done to set the goals and help you be more successful. So using the law of attraction, what you would do is look at your strengths, look at the other person's strengths, see how they complement each other and how you can help each other to achieve goals both in your career and in their career, and how you can refer business to each other to really help each other become more successful in your career and in your business. So there are a lot of things that you can do that can really help you, that can really benefit you. And if you understand the law of attraction, then you can bring that business to you and you can become more successful with it. Then what you want to be able to do is go back and give something back. Because what you find is when you give something, you get it back tenfold. Think about some of these churches. They want you to tithe more than you're capable of tithing, and then they're going to tell you how God's just going to give you back 10 times more than you're giving to the church. And the sad part is some of those preachers are only looking at it as money that's going in their pocket more than that they're going to give it back to the community to help people in their community. So you've got to remember, whereas your ideals are pure and the things that you're doing to build your career may not always mesh with someone else, but if it really benefits you, then it's worth going towards. If it's not, then you need to think about it before you make that final leap. And let's talk about how you can attract business to you. And that is very much a situation where you want to look at what are the things that you can do that would benefit you in your career, what are the things that you would do that can really enhance your career. And how does the law of attraction build into that? What do you want to do? Let's talk about how you can tell people what you do. You need what people call an elevator story, something that you can tell someone in 30 seconds or less that's going to pique their interest. And my elevator story is that I'm a career entrepreneur, lifestyle trainer, consultant, a coach. And if you think about it, I teach people about careers. Most of what I do is teaching people how to become entrepreneurs because we have moved back to small businessmen and there is no such thing as a corporate job today. And if you have a certain lifestyle that you are used to living and you want to keep up that lifestyle, then you would need someone who is a trainer or coach. A trainer and a coach can mean someone who has your interest at heart that wants to see you succeed, that's going to help you come up with the things that you can do to help yourself. No one can give you the answers. No one can tell you what is the job you should be in. Only you know that for yourself because only you know what your strengths are. Only you know what your weaknesses are. And one thing that I find that I want to finish up with is tell you how to get rid of the pitfalls of the negativity around you. Now, that may very well be your family. Sometimes I think they mean well, but they're only putting on you their expectations of what they would have expected had they done those things themselves. So if your family is very negative and does not believe in you, then find people that you can bring around you who are very encouraging, who can see your vision, and who can help you be successful. And make sure you get rid of those negative factors in your life because they're only going to hold you back. And one thing I found is if that's your family, then you have to get rid of your family. If your family is supportive and they believe in you, then they will be there for you no matter what. But if they do not believe in you and they are very negative, then you have to get rid of them because they will do everything they can to keep you from succeeding. And I'm going to finish up by telling you a story about what has happened in my family and why I have had to distance myself from them. In their eyes, I only belong on SSI and VA benefits. During the winter, when it was cold, I had gone to put some things up by my sister's place, thinking she was still in Florida. Found out she was still there. So when she found out I didn't have a place to stay, okay, come on in. Then she started talking about sending me to a shelter. Well, I knew I didn't need to be in a shelter, so I just turned around and I walked out and I went back to where I'd been staying. Then the next day she calls me and, oh, come over and we'll work it out. Yeah, I went over. Her solution to work it out was, oh, we will take you down to Florida and buy you a place in Florida because it's cheaper there and you can do what you want to do wherever you live. Well, that's right. But when we went down to Florida, what she tried to do was get me to apply or move my application for SSI from Georgia to Florida, saying, oh, it would be faster there. It's only whites in the office. I went in. He basically told me that if I switched it, it would only delay it that much more and that I needed to get back to Atlanta because the fact that I had applied a month before, I should be receiving a letter telling me when to go to the doctor for the review, so they can make a determination based on the recommendation of
Adam,
the doctor and the other thing. So what you want to do is think of some things that you can do that's going to bring business to you and how you can expand on that and make it all work for you. And what I want to do is remind you that next week we will also be here. You can come back and remember, go to my website, www.onepersonalcareercoach.com. You can download other presentations I have given, and you can also go and listen to this show on some of my other sites that I have, because I have linked it to my MySpace site. I have linked it to my Facebook site. I want you to think of some things that you can do that can help you bring business to you through the law of attraction.